On a hot, sunny September 27th, the Eagles and the Giants battled until the final second. What a moment that was, and what a season it's been for the Eagles. Good afternoon, everyone. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick at MetLife Stadium as the NFC East champions beat a Giants team that is beyond despair. Under center, goes to Darqua, and he's in. He is firing, and it is caught. Alshon Jeffrey, touchdown. Manning takes the snap. He is floating it for the end zone. Caught, touchdown. Down the sideline goes Shepard to the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Sterling Shepard. What has happened to this Eagles defense? Intercepted. It is Darby. Darby at the 40. Darby at the 35. Darby at the 30. Darby cuts back, goes to the 20. Foles backs up. Foles looks. Foles fires, and it is caught. Touchdown. Foles delivers. Gets it. It's blocked. It's blocked. The Eagles come up with it.
Come on.
Looking, firing, wide open. Touchdown.
There's nobody around Trey when he catches the football.
Foles fires, and it is caught. Aguilar, touchdown. He went up and pulled it.
Oh, I love that.
King across the 10. The 5 is in. Can the Eagles stop the Giants right here? Manning takes the snap. He's back. He's looking. He is firing, and it is incomplete. And the game is over, and the Eagles have clinched the first round bye. They have come from behind and beat the Giants 34-29.
Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast, Instant Reaction. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro from MetLife Stadium. The Eagles defeating the New York Giants on Sunday 34-29, clinching a first-round bye in the playoffs. No worse than a second seed for the Eagles. The magic number for clinching the first seed in the NFC playoffs is 1. So a win on Christmas night against the Raiders or a loss the previous day by Minnesota at Green Bay would give the Eagles home field advantage in the playoffs. Not an easy one against the Giants on Sunday, who at one point had a lead against the Eagles, but Nick Foles keeping his cool, his composure, the offense getting on track, the special teams with 3 blocked kicks, and the Eagles prevail in this one. Foles, 24 of 38, 237 yards, 4 touchdown passes. He spread it around to his receivers. Nelson Aguilar, 7 catches, 59 yards, and a touchdown. Zach Ertz, 6 catches, 56 yards, and a touchdown. Alshon Jeffrey, 4 for 49, and a TD. And Trey Burton, his 3rd touchdown in 2 weeks for the Eagles. But it was the special teams that helped overcome a tough performance from the Eagles defense that really won this game. The Eagles on special teams blocking 3 kicks. An extra point by Derek Barnett. A punt opportunity that was blocked by Kamu Grugier-Hill. And then late in the game, a field goal block by Malcolm Jenkins, helping the Eagles win this game. And then late in the game, of course, the Eagles holding on in the end zone. Corey Graham breaking up an Eli Manning pass intended for tight end Evan Engram. So let's begin in the locker room with Graham talking about the big defensive stand at the end.
Well, I mean, as a defense, you want to be the guy to make the play. You want to be the guy to make the play as a defense. I mean, we didn't have a great day out there when it's all said and done. We stopped those guys when we had to. We knew. We talked about it before we went out there that we had to find a way to get it done. I'm just happy that we was able to get it done.
Corey, can you take me through that last play?
Yeah, I mean, it was a situation. You know, the game's on the line. I mean, they're going to go to one of their best guys at the time. So I knew that I was going to be a good chance that they're going to go to my guy. I had to be outside leverage in that play. And I just, you know, play with good position, had outside leverage, and make sure you're looking back for the ball so you don't get that penalty on you. You just got to play the ball.
Single coverage the whole way?
Yeah. It was a zone coverage, but when it's all said and done, you got your guy. Won't really worry too much about it because I'm looking back playing the ball. When it's all said and done, if you're looking back playing the ball, you ain't gonna call that. It ain't pass interference unless you're hitting the guy and you're not looking. But if you're playing the ball, I mean, it's 50-50.
You've been through this many times in your career. Defense struggles a lot of the day, yet it comes down to you. So what does it say about the defense that you got to stop?
I mean, you just find ways to be resilient and find ways to get it done. When it's all said and done, I mean, we're all trying to get victories. I mean, however you do it, whatever it takes, you find a way to get it done. When it was all on the line, guys stepped up and made the plays that we needed to be victorious today.
The Eagles knew that Manning would get rid of the football quickly, and he did. Sacked just 1 time, completing 37 of 57 passes, 434 yards, and a touchdown. It was a tough game for the Eagles defense, as Malcolm Jenkins explains.
You got a wide open offense and they're getting rid of the ball. You're not able to get pressure. They catch it and they've got the athletes to catch it in space and then split the defense. It presents a challenge. And it always has every time we play them. That's one of the things that we kind of juggle is trying to play up but not let the ball go over your head. He's not going to let the blitz get to him. We blitzed a couple times. I feel like one of the touchdowns that they threw, we blitzed and guys aren't getting close. He takes more sacks against a 4-man rush when you can take away his first or second look, make him hold the ball. That's what makes him Eli.
accomplished your second goal of three in the regular season. You have a first round bye. Is that what you take away from this game?
That's the part that you celebrate, you know, that you're happy with. You got to win in the division. You secured a home playoff game, a first round bye. That's the positive. But as you, you know, look at the game and evaluate now, how do you get better? I think we need to, each one of us, take a hard look and evaluating ourselves, being critical of where we can get better at, whether that's knowing your opponent better, knowing the scheme better, putting the players in better situations. What is it that we do well, and how do we focus on that, and how do we identify what we don't do well and get better week to week? Because at this point in the year, the games will get harder to win, the opponents get tougher, and we're going to need everybody to execute. So it's a race to get better right now.
Veteran defensive end Chris Long knows that not all of these wins are going to be big winners in the style department.
I mean, they're not all pretty. We have to fix some things on our side of the ball. We didn't play our best game by any stretch of the imagination. I keep mentioning it. Eli had a pretty good game the first time we played him too, and we didn't start panicking then. We know the guys we have in this locker room, and we'll continue to improve and fix those things.
What makes him so tough? He gets the ball out so fast.
Well, he did a great job getting the ball out fast today. You know, we were trying to get there. He's just so good at that quick release and finding people fast. And you know, at the end of the day, we all have to improve and look at the tape and see what we can do better, because it won't be the last really good quarterback we play. But at the end of the day, we came out with a win.
This is goal number two in the regular season achieved, first round bye. How does that feel?
It feels good. I mean, it's something that's out there in front of us, and we had to go take it today. And, you know, it came down to the wire. That's a tough football team. Hats off to Spags, and hats off to Eli and that whole team for fighting really hard. You know, they're a team that was in the playoffs last year. Some things didn't go right for them this year, but they're capable of playing that way. And we knew it all week. We just didn't execute well enough. It's not like, you know, anybody snuck up on us. We were ready to play a good football team, and they showed up.
And how about those special teams? Here is Grugier Hill talking about the big blocked punt that turned into 7 points for the Eagles.
Yeah, so we kind of had a feeling all week that we had a big block coming, so we schemed it up pretty good, and we just made the right call at the right time, and we executed. We needed to make up for that one last week that we got blocked, so that was big for us.
The whole performance of the special team, talk about that you turned the game around.
You know, we've been harping on picking up our special team stuff. You know, we hold a high standard here the last 4 or 3 years that we've been one of the top in the league. So we've been kind of slipping a little bit in some things. So put a huge emphasis on that this week.
Did they show things on film that gave you an indication that you could make big plays?
Yeah. So all week we knew we could do things here, pick apart them here. So we went in with a really good plan and we executed.
The feeling you had when you got your hands on the ball?
It opened up and I was like, oh, it's happening. No, so it was good. It was just good to get in there, make a play, and ultimately just make up for what we did last week.
Join the inaugural Eagles Autism Challenge, a cycling run-walk event to fund autism research. It's a day for the entire region to become a team, have fun, and together advance autism research. For more info, visit EaglesAutismChallenge.org. Brian Braman, newly signed to the team, made a difference with the Eagles, and he talks about how the special teams made the difference in this one.
I feel like we played together really well. You know, just we put ourselves in the right positions, and we knew how important it was for us to be able to take care of business. You can see that they were kind of beat down, tired, 2-11, but with the New York Giants, it's always a battle. We just knew that we had to come out and get after it. We knew that it wasn't going to be a simple game. We were going to have to continue to do what we do, bring the energy, make sure that we play smart, and just lean in.
On the blocked punt, what was your role? What did you see on that play?
So they were sending the snapper away from me, and they were leaving the PP on me one-on-one. And when he stepped over to their left side, my right side of the snapper, I knew it was going to be pretty easy for me to be able to wall him off, as well as give body presence on the snapper to prevent him from being able to come back around. Kamu was able to come free. That's one of those things, you know, we saw it on film. After the first punt, we realized that it would be there just because of the way that they played it. So just glad to be a part of it, you know, be a contributing factor on it.
For the Eagles secondary, ups and downs, but at the end of the day, as cornerback Jalen Mills says, a 12-2 record.
12-2. I mean, that's the only thing that goes through your mind right now. I mean, great feeling. You know what I mean? It's NFC East battle. You know, it's always going to come down to the end. Like I said, great feeling.
And how about Ertz, who had a touchdown catch from Foles, the two combining on a 10-yard play for the score. And for Ertz, it was a matter of just getting on the same page with Foles and making the play in the end zone.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I've been playing with Nick for a long time, and that's kind of a throw that we've been working on all week, is just having that trust that no matter what, I'm going to get my body in front of the DB and just use my body, and he made a great throw. I have the easy job, just go out there and body the guy, use my body, and just catch the ball and get in the end zone.
Ertz also said that Foles showed absolutely no panic at all, even as the Eagles were down in the second quarter.
No one kind of panicked, no one wavered. We have all the confidence in Nick and the game plan that we had called, so we didn't have to change anything. It was so early in the game that we still had a ton of time to put points on the board and make up for it, and that's what we did. For our perspective, it doesn't really change how we think of him. That's exactly who we thought he was, and he goes out there and makes plays each and every time he's at an opportunity here. So as receivers, we love playing with him. Obviously, we're bummed that Carson's not with us, but Nick played out of his mind, and that's exactly what we expected.
Three games in a row on the road. As you've done it now, does it take its toll?
Yes and no. I mean, road games are a road game. Your body kind of resets after each and every week. Early in the year, I think we played three straight road games, or three out of four, whatever it was. So, I mean, the whole season's kind of been weird. It's been chunks of home games, chunks of away games. So we're kind of used to it by now. We got a lot of veteran players that kind of just reset when the week's over. So we're excited about the next two home games and excited about the rest of the year.
The Eagles starting Chance Warmack at the left guard position. Here is Warmack after the game.
Chance, what does this kind of game do for you? Your confidence?
Oh, any game you play, man, it's going to give you confidence. You know, whether it's bad or good, you're going to learn from the bad and you're going to build off the good. So it's just a good feeling to just have this, man, because, you know, anything you get in the league is big, any little thing. So I take it.
What was it like in the huddle today? It was a struggle. I mean, down 27 at one point.
Don't matter. Like, keep going. I'm like, you know, we like Jason, man. You keep coming every drive. That's our mentality. That's what we preach every day. It starts with the older guys, and it trickles on down to us, and then that's how we roll as an O-line.
How was Nick in the huddle?
He was amazing, man. You know, calm, collected, said everything he needed to say. We got it on the right side, and it was clicking on all cylinders.
Did the Giants pretty much give you what you thought they would give you?
I mean, I can't answer that question truthfully because my mind was focused on my situation. I can't, you know, pretty much give you a broad, you know, description, but there was a couple of things that I didn't see on film. But that's football. You know, you just got to react and adjust. And we do a good job of adjusting on the sideline, so it's just good to be around good teammates and good coaches.
How do you think you played?
I got to watch the film. It felt good out there, but to just look at the little details and stuff, I want to just watch the film and critique myself.
I'm safety Malcolm Jenkins of the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's intercepted by Jenkins.
And you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spinero.
Malcolm Jenkins takes it in for a touchdown, and the Eagles take the lead.
Well, what a play. What a play.
And we now hear from quarterback Nick Foles. Big game from him. A 115.8 passer rating in the Eagles' victory.
You get the butterflies for sure. I think anytime, any game you ever play in, you get that excitement because it's just, it's a big stage, there's a lot going on. But once you get on the field, you sort of just play ball. You live in the moment, and you know, there's just something that comes out of you that you just go out there and you just play. Just getting back out there playing a full game on the road in New York, I mean, NFC East, it doesn't matter what's going on in the season or what, it's always going to be a battle. New York played a great game. Came down to the end. I mean, the time we played them before was the same way. But to come here and face a bunch of different things, have different guys step up, special teams makes plays, defensive makes plays, offense, and it's like we switched off all throughout the game, but we stuck together and we had some adversity early, so it was a great game to come out and get a win.
And finally, in our Eagles Live Podcast instant reaction, here is head coach Doug Peterson.
First of all, you know, anytime, so I told the team at the end of the game in the locker room that, you know, anytime the Giants and Eagles play, it's always going to be a battle. Regardless of records, throw everything out, and it becomes a sort of a slugfest. And, you know, 2 weeks in a row for our team to really find a way to, you know, a week ago play well enough and then come back this week and really don't play great, but still find a way to win the game. You know, players have made plays all year. They continue to make plays, but plenty of, you know, mistakes to go around that we got to definitely clean up moving forward. I thought he played well, really well. I mean, you know, I'm sure, you know, there's some things that he would like to do over. Obviously, each game is going to be that way, but I thought he handled himself extremely well. A lot of poise back there, took some shots today and bounced up and did a nice job. Gosh, it's a tight group. It's a real tight group. It's a family atmosphere. This is a band of brothers. Those are just not words. I mean, those guys really believe that. And, you know, coaches and players really buy into everything that we're doing. We've had a tough stretch, you know, these last 3 weeks. But to go 2-1 in these last three games, I think it's just a credit to the players, the coaches. And, you know, we still have everything right in front of us, obviously. We've got a great opportunity Christmas night to do some more in the postseason. So get a bit longer week and get the guys rested and ready to go.
And that will do it for the Eagles Live Podcast Instant Reaction. I'm Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us. We come your way again later in the week as the Eagles get ready for the Raiders back at Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles finishing up the regular season with two games at the Link and then the playoffs at home. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting it all together. A big win for the Eagles. It wasn't the prettiest win, but at the end of the day, the Eagles 12-2 with no worse than a number 2 seed in the NFC playoffs. Thanks for joining, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day and fly, Eagles, fly.